March 7th, 2017, meeting of the Springfield Planning Commission. If you will all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Any adjustments to the agenda tonight? None? This is an opportunity for business from the audience, not related to our legislative public hearing, which will be coming up. I have no requests to address the Planning Commission, so we'll move on. Okay. We have one agenda tonight, item tonight. This is a legislative public hearing related to the 2016-2020 Capital Improvement Program, a community reinvestment plan. At this time, I'll turn it over to our legal counsel before I gavel in the public hearing.
This is not a quasi-judicial public hearing, so I don't have anything to read into the record on this matter.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yes.
Just so you know, and under normal circumstances, legislative public hearings before the Planning Commission usually don't just imply, but they mean you're taking testimony and then providing the City Council with a recommendation on a land use decision. That's what you do. CIPs are specifically exempt from land use decisions by statute.
Okay.
But they're recognized for the enormous importance they provide in cities financing improvements to the infrastructure, many of which are in the Public Facilities and Services Plan, which is a land use document. But financial mechanisms, which is what these are not included in the array of things that are considered land use decisions. So, but we don't have another logical default process for your public hearing. So this fills the bill, but just so long as you know that neither what you do tonight or what the council does when they act, this is technically lawful or legally a land use decision.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right, we will open the public hearing before the Planning Commission. And with that, we'll ask Jeff to come up, the city engineer, and present to the Planning Commission at this time.
Thank you, commissioners. One thing I would like to correct, in the title it says 2016-2022, or 2020, it's actually the 2018-2022 CIP update.
Okay.
One correction there. The other is just asking the Planning Commission to hold this public hearing and then vote to approve with any recommendation or comments to forward on to the City Council for their review at a work session in April and ultimate adoption in their regular session on April 17th. Nothing has really changed in the project since our review a couple of weeks ago. One thing I would comment on is I'm still reviewing some of the language in the main body of the document, updating language mostly around the TSP, because if you go read the Springfield Transportation System Plan, it still talks about being in review, but that plan has obviously been adopted and we are actually working on implementation. So we're going to update that language before it goes on to council, but the bulk of the projects, all the projects that you review at your 22nd work session are all the same and remaining in the CIP.
Okay.
And then I'm here for any questions.
Any questions? I know there were some questions posed, I believe, by Commissioner Cuevala that have been addressed. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that, no.
Oh, they're in the packet.
They're in the packet.
Okay. Oh, so there's a memo in the packet that I responded to all of those questions.
Great.
I'll just make one comment.
I'm just want to state that I'm relieved to see that the project that previously had been in the CIP regarding Cherokee Drive has been removed. I think that would make a bad situation worse to go ahead with that.
The overlay. Yeah, and some of that was looking ahead. It's a priority on our system as far as just our general maintenance of residential streets, but looking at our street fund situation, we just don't have money to identify, so trying to trim down the street projects and just basically placing all of that into our long list of needs in the backlog.
Yeah, that's a good thing in regard to safety. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we have time set aside for testimony in support or opposed. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to provide testimony? Hearing none. Any further questions that commissioners have? You've heard Jeff's summary. Do we have to deal with closing the public hearing in this case and the public record?
You can close the public hearing, but there's no need to close the public record.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing at this time. If there are no further questions.
Chair, I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Dunn, seconded by Commissioner Vose to close the public hearing at this time. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The public hearing is closed. Any further discussion by the commission in relation to this? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion at this time.
Chair, I move to approve, I move to forward a recommendation to the City Council to approve the capital improvement plan.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Dunn, seconded by Commissioner Vose to forward the recommendation for approval of the plan to the City Council. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries unanimously with one absent. Okay. All right. On to further business. We'll close the, I guess we already closed the public hearing, didn't we? Further business reports of council action. Yes, Commissioner Vose.
This was from last night, March the 6th. Very limited agenda, so this will be very brief. We had a work session, which was a discussion on City Council goals, and it's related to the upcoming budget cycle for this year, so most of the discussion was in relation to financial issues. And in the regular session, there was a lot of various housekeeping measures. The only thing that I would mention is that one of the things on the agenda was a request and approval of annexation of the right-of-way on North 19th and Yolanda. And the reason for that is it's in conjunction with a transfer of jurisdiction from Lane County. So that's pretty much it for last night's council meeting.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Hearing none, any business from from Greg Mott?
Not that I can think of. We have a free night on the 21st. We have no public hearings or any matters that are on a time-sensitive status that need your review or decision on. So that is an absolutely free night.
Okay. Well, it's my understanding, I was not here at the last meeting, but it is my understanding that there was a request for review or staff presentation to the commission in relation to code related to cell phone towers. And I think we could certainly, because we're not all here during the process, that those code revisions came forward and we held public hearings on that and moved that forward as a recommendation to the City Council. It may be good for staff just to bring that information forward and give the commission a background and a review and answer any questions that they might have in relation to those. Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
Because we have a lot of activity in that area right now, and I think that would be a good refresher, understanding that the commission has no ability to act. It's council's at council's pleasure to revise any code. However, it is the commission's responsibility to respond to any code or any requests related to enforcement of those codes. So I think it'd be a good refresher for us just to have staff present to us, review the information. I think it would be really helpful.
My request was actually for a presentation from both Greg and Christina, because they led the discussion at the meeting that we had. It was very, very informative.
Yeah.
And I think it could be very informal without any kind of written submission. Just the way that we had done it in that meeting would be great.
I'll see if I can get some assistance on maybe some visual stuff to help that out.
Yeah. I know there were some, you know, I know that when we discussed this and went through the process a time ago now, has it been 3 years ago? Or?
Time goes.
It was back in the days of Mark Metzger.
3.5, 4 years ago.
Four years ago. But I remember, you know, talking about the areas that were zoned that would, you know, were applicable and where we could put high visibility versus, you know, the camouflage or lower visibility. You know, I know there were some maps related to that and you know, some of that information. So I think it would be just helpful as a refresher. So can we plan to do that on the work session on the 21st?
Yep.
Is that acceptable to the commission?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Begin at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Anything else? We stand adjourned. Brenda, look at that, would you?